in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holt. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, Jeff. It's always nice to come in here every couple of weeks and talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County and Randolph County government. It's a beautiful day out there today.
Summer has arrived.
summer has arrived big time from last week. It was warm, but today I think it's supposed to be 80 and it's supposed to be very nice outside. I was watching the weather this morning about 6 o'clock on TV, and the weather forecaster said this is going to be one of the top 10, you know, spring days. So get out and enjoy it. So I'm going to attempt to do that after this, but get out and enjoy it just a little bit as spring winds down and summer begins here in a couple of weeks. It is nice.
Right. So,
well, right. Moving forward, okay. Just a little bit. Friday, May the 13th, last Friday, was our board meeting day. And we had a very nice board meeting, had a number of guests there involved. But I'm going to mention one of the things that took place there. If you remember back about 6 weeks ago down at Ellis Grove, there was a contractor working down there, and they were digging a trench for utilities, and they had a collapse on that trench, and this story was in the papers and was out there, one of the individuals was pretty much buried, and of course they called 911, and ultimately the individual was rescued, and no one had any real serious injuries, but the process of calling 911 and the officers that responded, it was a very heroic thing they did. And so at the board meeting, Sheriff Shannon Wolf brought in the 911 tapes that included the call, and we got to hear them. And we had the opportunity to recognize and honor the individuals that were involved in it. And Mary Bean was the 911 operator on duty at the time of the call, and she had tremendous poise under a very difficult situation. Training was excellent. She did an excellent job of identifying where they were located at when the individuals were very hysteric and couldn't really give much of a description of what was going on other than they were in severe trouble. And she was able to identify off the cell phone pings and determine her location all at the same time as dispatching fire and rescue and ambulances to the site. And we had Sheriff Deputy Jared Peters, his chief deputy, was on duty, and he responded along with two other deputies in Randolph County. And essentially, you know, at their quick response to the site, and they were able to go down in the trench under very much, you know, personal danger. And they were able to rescue the individual, literally dig them out with their hands, literally digging the dirt out of the trench with their hands while in it at the same time under, you know, severe, you know, there's quite a bit of risk of further collapse or further problems. And they were able to rescue the individual after a period of time. And Sheriff Wolf honored the different individuals. And on hand as part of the honor, we had Justice Overstreet from the Illinois Supreme Court. And we also had our representatives, Senator Terry Bryant and Representative Freeze were there, as well as a number of their family members. And it was a very, very wonderful presentation. And it gave us the opportunity to to really recognize some individuals that work for Randolph County. So many times you're behind the scenes and you're dispatching on the radio or you're taking the calls, and it's a 24/7 operation, and oftentimes it's just not very glamorous.
Right.
Oftentimes, you know, there's lots of criticisms about what goes wrong, but when you have something like this, it went so right. And they were able to do so much good. I was very happy to see the recognition. The individual certainly deserved it. And in the newspapers this week, they'll have the photos of the different individuals and a little more details on the story and the process and that took place and all. But I was very happy to see that. That was a wonderful recognition. And it was really good. And Sheriff Wolf did a tremendous job in putting that on and recognizing Deputy Peters, Deputy Jared Peters, and Dispatcher Mary Bean, who really did a tremendous work in it.
So, yeah, it's a thankless job. So.
Oh, it is very much so. And like I mentioned, you spend a tremendous amount of time there. Very much of it is not too glamorous, and you're dealing with difficult issues. And when you have something like this that goes forward, it is one of those really good news stories that you see where the individuals who were literally would not have survived without emergency assistance were able to receive that. We were able to respond timely, which is difficult. Randolph County's a large county.
Definitely.
And between Chester and Ellis Grove, you know, you're talking almost 10 minutes there to get that response in and able to keep them going and be able to make that happen. That was a tremendous story, and very happy for that, and very happy for their family members that were there to celebrate with them.
Right, exactly. So, all right, well, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in. And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we're talking about an event that you had at the board meeting here the other day, honoring...
honored Deputy Jared Peters and also Dispatcher Mary Bean, who works the radios and handles the 911 calls and also dispatches. And yes, it was very nice to be able to honor them and to recognize them. There was other events that happened. Also, we had a proclamation honoring Carol Mulholland with the Sparta Community Hospital, and she was there along with the Sparta Community Hospital Executive Director Joanne Imge. I was very happy to see her there, as well as a number of other employees and individuals from the organization known as Comwell, formerly the Human Service Center. They're the organization that works with mental health and developmental disabilities in the county. And Carol Mulholland has worked for a number of years with an organization called CISA, which is basically substance abuse. It's helping identify and bring, you know, treat and deter substance abuse by individuals, not only in Randolph County, but around the other counties as well. It's a multi-county organization, and she's been involved with it along with Comwell for a number of years. And the Sparta Community Hospital is directly involved in it because, obviously, when you have substance abuse, many times they wind up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a hospital emergency room type of issue as well. So in order to get out in front of many of these problems, the organization CISA was formed, and Carol Mulholland has worked with that for a number of years. This past year, she has been chairing the organization, and they made a number of strides forward and helping reduce substance abuse, lead to better treatment options, reduction treatment options, educational opportunities, so for people to learn, you know, not to do this, and a number of different issues. And so we wanted to recognize her, as last week was National Week for Substance Abuse Prevention. Was actually last week, and we had the opportunity then to have a proclamation last Friday being Carol Mulholland's day, and the recognizing her and the honoring of what she has been able to do, along with many other people, in helping, you know, deter, prevent, reduce the substance abuse issues in Randolph County. Comwell is also the organization that works directly with it through counseling and mental health Health Services, and they are also the organization that's been working with the Sparta Community Hospital and along with the Randolph County Care Center that you've heard me speak about, as we're looking at, you know, other options that we can do to help improve treatment and care for and health care options for Randolph County and the people who live here, and looking to improve it to the next level. Just very briefly, and you've heard me mention this before, on the, but we do have a ballot initiative coming up on June 28th concerning the care center. And the ballot initiative, when you actually read it, it doesn't read, oftentimes they don't read the way you expect. It says, shall the Randolph County Commissioners have the option to look at sell or transfer the facility? The idea is not to sell or transfer it. The idea is to reorganize it under a different entity structure so it can continue to operate here as Randolph County, you know, operated, owned locally and everything, and so we can have the ability to access better funding that is simply not available to a quote-unquote county government, but is available to other organizational structures, so we can organize it as a quasi-governmental or possibly a not-for-profit entity, so we can access those better funding, we can make repairs, much needed repairs and updates to the facility. It was originally built under a bond referendum, I think passed in 1949, if I remember correctly, off the top of my head. And of course, so many things have changed in the last 70 plus, that'd be 73 years. So much has changed in medical care over that period of time. And in order to update our facilities and continue to move forward, this is very important that we get these initiatives passed, so the Randolph County Board will be able to create a quasi-governmental entity that can hold and access the necessary funds to do these. So it was nice to, is also nice to recognize Carol Mulholland for all the work she's done in the Sparta Community Hospital, along with Comwell. And these are the things that we're working for on what was last week's Substance Abuse Awareness Week last week. Right. So that was very nice to be a part of it.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way
real
quick here. And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Got about 8 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we talked about several things that have been going on in the county here lately. And had some other things you've been working on as well.
Yes, actually last week, and it kind of came up quickly, but I was in Washington, D.C. last week. I went out on Monday and came back on Thursday in business associated with the National Association of Counties and the Illinois Association of Counties. It's actually called United County Council.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the counties of Illinois have an association that they work through in order to watch different types of legislation that is going on and to discuss issues with legislators that we would have at the county level and help them understand the issues involved in county government. County and local government, and they had some meetings and discussions out in Washington, D.C., and since I've been, you know, a county elected official for a number of years, they asked if I would go along, and it was pretty short notice, but I decided to go along and take the opportunity to go out there. It had been a number of years since I'd been there, so we were out there in meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday. Of course, then on Thursday came the arduous task of trying to fly back. The flight doesn't take long, but the time in the airport does. The 2 days of meetings were very nice. I had an opportunity, as the group did, to meet with both of our senators, Senator Duckworth and Senator Durbin, as well as our congressional representative, Mike Bost. And there we went to some other congressional representatives' office as well, because it's not just Randolph County, but basically most of the counties in southern Illinois. So there was others involved also, and had a chance to discuss some of the issues involved with what has been the ARPA funds that came out of that piece of legislation about 14 months ago. how those are handled, how they're going to be handled, some of the issues in handling those, as well as other issues. And of course, you know, always came up, you know, the inflation and those types of things, which are very damaging to county government. And we had an opportunity to discuss some of those. And I was had an opportunity also to thank Senator Duckworth and Senator Durbin for their interest in helping with our national park status that you've heard me mention numerous times here in that opportunity. And it is my understanding that they are planning on introducing legislation this summer for the national park status with the Department of Interior. Now we'll see how far that goes, but at least there's consideration. Nothing's going to happen unless somebody says, you know, we're interested in doing mm-hmm. that. And coupled in with Prairie to Rocher is also Cahokia Mounds and some other different areas on both sides of the river. And that's very important to us here. It really will raise the status and stature of Randolph County if this can happen and go through. We have a tremendous amount of tourism from the St. Louis area already. This would be very helpful. This would actually put you on the tourism list for the whole country. Mm-hmm. And we don't often think about it because we live around here, but at one time, 300 years ago, and this is the 300th celebration for Prairie to Rocher, so it fits right in with that theme that we were discussing. And this was 300 years ago. This was the western boundary of the United States. It didn't go beyond here. And we were part of it on up until the Louisiana Purchase, which actually is less than 300 years. It's more in the late 1700s, which is maybe on the order of 250 years. But is very important piece of history for us. And it was very nice to hear that and have them acknowledge it, and they're aware of it. And I appreciate the help they've given us on that, as well as the other items we had a chance to discuss. And they get a chance to hear briefly about some of the things that concern us, though they're aware of it. The details will be, of course, worked out with the staff at a later date. But they know we're out there in the forward positions dealing with these types of things, and they're aware of it, and they want to try to help and support us in every way they can, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to have that opportunity. Weather out there was beautiful for those 3 days. And I flew back here, and when we got on the plane, I think the temperature was sunny and 72 degrees when we left Washington. I got off the plane in St. Louis, and it was sunny and 92. So when I stepped out of the airport on Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, it was quite a shock when you hit that air.
I was asking, are you going back to D.C.? I'll just stay on.
Well, it's going to be that out there this week. Just hit the perfect timing. They had last week what we had the week before, basically. So, but it was very nice and an opportunity to go out there and help support and lobby for Illinois and the issues affecting local governments. And
right.
that's what you're involved in most of the time.
And you were talking about that 300th. I know there's a lot of activities planned and stuff around the fort this summer.
They've been having quite a bit of activities. Some of them I've had the opportunity to make. Excuse me. Some of them I have not had an opportunity to attend, but many of them I have, and always appreciate that. And it's an area that's, you know, very close to me. I appreciate it a lot, and I think it's a wonderful part of Randolph County and the history. And we have a slogan here that this is where Illinois began, was Randolph County, and that was supported back in our 200th anniversary that we had back in 2018, and because it actually the celebrations for the state kicked off down here. Mm-hmm. If you remember, 4 years, it's been a while back because that was all pre-pandemic, but they kicked off and began down here, which supported our position on that, which we believe is correct and accurate.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that I remember that in 2018 there was a lot mm-hmm. of stuff going on there at that time
it was mm-hmm. Governor Rana that was down here signing proclamations for the beginning of our 200th anniversary celebration for the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. And that was a very nice time.
I always enjoy going to Fort Deschardes, though, because it's just, you know, with all the technology and everything today, it's kind of nice to just step back to a time whenever things were a lot simpler.
In the history of the world, that was not that long ago. as to how much has changed in that period of time. Even at my age, I think back of all the things that are different from when I was a young person, mm-hmm. and how much that has changed and how much it is continuing to change. And it is very important to understand history and to know that history. Now, when I was a kid in school, you couldn't have convinced me, but as you become older, you understand the value of it and how mm-hmm. important it really is.
Anything on the line of economic development?
Economic development, not in the last 2 weeks. I know there hasn't been that many updates on it. There is a couple of projects under consideration. We have the solar farm that they're talking about south of Tilden, north of Sparta, and east of Route 4 Highway. I had a couple of conversations with them about 2 weeks ago. They indicated that they would be filing their applications for zoning, land use management, and they have not done so as of yet, unless it's been today, then I haven't heard. But they indicated they would be doing it probably in early June, and we're talking through the timeline as to what it would take, but I have not heard anything since then. But I'm anticipating a good probability that that will occur, and there are a number of projects taking place in Monroe County that will also be assistance to us. And there's a project that we're looking at that the Kaskaskia Port District is looking at just west of Baldwin there, right off of Route 154. Mm-hmm. That is kind of the area in there that Farm Service has put in a tremendous amount of services and utilities and infrastructure there for farming operations. And we're also looking at some other river access options there as well. So there are things out there moving. They just take a tremendous amount of time to push them through.
Right. Well, it sounds like we're about out of time, but thanks again for stopping in.
And thank you very much for having me, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.